This is VOA News. You are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House is setting expectations low ahead of Monday's virtual meeting between U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping. The meeting is expected to focus on managing the terms of competition between the two rivals, but is unlikely to end with resolution of differences. Biden spokeswoman Jen Psaki on Friday said that the two leaders will discuss ways to responsibly manage the competition between the two countries. The U.S. sees China as its strategic competitor, with Beijing seeking to grow its military and economic influence around the world. In the lead-up to the meeting, however, rhetoric from both sides has softened. In another positive step, the U.S. and China, who are the world's two biggest emitters of carbon dioxide, unexpectedly announced at last week's COP26 climate summit in Scotland that they would work together to slash emissions and meet regularly to address the climate crisis. The Qatar-based satellite news network Al Jazeera says its bureau chief in Sudan has been detained by security forces. The network said on Twitter Sunday that Sudanese forces raided the journalist's home. Al Jazeera did not elaborate. Sudanese officials could not be immediately reached for comment. The development comes a day after security forces fired live ammunition and tear gas to disperse protesters denouncing the military's tightening grip on the country. Activists say a protester died on Sunday of his wounds. That raises the death toll to at least six. Several people were also wounded. More on this and all the stories we're covering is available at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden are set to host the first U.S. Tribal Nations Summit since 2016. The White House expects leaders from more than 570 U.S. indigenous tribes to join the two-day virtual event that opens on Monday. Nearly three dozen leaders are scheduled to address the gathering, which is being held online due to the coronavirus pandemic. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden will announce steps to improve public safety and justice for Native Americans and to protect private lands, treaty rights, and sacred places. Wanted Libyan war crime suspect Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, son of slain dictator Muammar Gaddafi, and once seen as his heir apparent, registered on Sunday for next month's presidential election. Libya's first ever direct presidential poll, with a first round on December 24th, would mark the climax of a process launched last year by the United Nations to try to draw a line under years of violence since the revolt that toppled Gaddafi in 2011. Wanted by the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity, allegedly committed during the NATO-backed uprising, Saif al-Islam completed, quote, all the required legal conditions, this according to the country's election commission. Libya last Monday opened registration for candidates in presidential and parliamentary polls. Both are slated for December 24th, but in early October, parliament slipped the dates of the vote by postponing legislative elections until January. Foreign powers have been pushing hard for both elections to still be held on the same date as agreed at UN-led talks last year. Thousands of Tunisians continued protesting against President Kais Saied's seizure of political power 4 months ago in the capital, Tunis, on Sunday amid heavy security. Protesters briefly clashed with police as they tried to remove barriers separating them and demanded that Saied restore parliament and normal democratic rule. Saied seized nearly all powers in July, suspending the parliament and dismissing the government in a move his critics call a coup. He then installed a new prime minister and announced he could rule by decree. And France's ecology minister on Sunday touted the agreement reached at the COP26 conference in Glasgow as a compromise. The United Nations climate talks ended Saturday with a deal that, for the first time, targets fossil fuels as the key driver of global warming, despite last-minute objections from coal-reliant countries. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton.